Chayv Salvavus and Dvar Halacha, Monday night, or Levav Shvat.
So this past Moshe Shabbos, so I was sitting in my house in Yerushalayim eating Lava Malka with my two of my bar mitzvah sons. So, you know, we're a very modern family, so no one was talking to each other. I was eating Lava Malka and doing art scroll work, and my other son was reading one of these Shavuon react sheets, eating his Lava Malka, and he was at the same table as I was. And there was another son sprawled out on the couch, making believe he was reading something. I think he was listening to a soccer game, but he was eating Lava Malka. So then became the Shaila of Zimun. Did we have a Mezumin? So you could say, look, with three people, what's the big deal? We're not saying Hashem's name anyway, so, like, bench be Mezumin. What? That's a posuk. You could say a posuk, you know, that's not a problem. So this is the din. I'm not going to say what we did, because... This is the din. There's an interesting din. It's like this. If you're sitting at the same table, then you're automatically, it sounds like mitzuruf to a mezumin. Unless maybe there's a hakapada, not to eat together for some reason, but just because, you know, you're not really together, everybody's in their own world, then, but if it's at the same table, mitzuruf, that would be good. That's two people. Now the third person is at a different table. He wasn't at a table b'chlal, or maybe you say he was at a table the way the Gemara had people be. In the Gemara's times, people were at a table sprawled out on the couch eating. So the din is like this. Let's say you're on different tables. Let's say you're at a chasana. You know, let's say you don't have 10 people at your table, or any situation. So the place can say as follows: If you're really together, it's just there's no room. You don't have room at one table. So you're in halacha, it's at different tables, you're not mitzuruf. But the place can point out that if you're really eating together in whatever way, in a sheva brachas, at a meal, and it's just because of lack of space, you don't all fit at the same table. So you have to have the different tables. So then you could be mitzuruf. Rather, there's an interesting machlokas of the contemporary poskim in a yeshiva. Yeshiva's dining room. It could be an afkamina always if you don't have 10 people at your table, and then okay, let's bench together. But so that it's a machlokes. But I would say that l'maisa I would pass them as follows: if they're sitting at different tables, sometimes you have like in high school or whatever, like different classes sit at different tables, so they're conceptually mechuluk. So then they cannot be mitzaref really, unless they say beforehand, you know, whatever. But if there's stam in a dining room, something like in Lakewood, you know, again, really everybody's eating the meal together. They're just on different tables. There's no special chiluk between tables. Again, there's no room really. But the achronim sound like in yeshiva, it's still you cannot be mitzvah. It's not like at a chasana where you're mamish eating together because you're all eating the sudas mitzvah. But just because they're serving lunch when you're at different tables. But I feel like this: if there's a chiluk in shiurim, like this year sits here and this year sits here, Rav Hanan, you know, they don't trust anybody with basa b'cholov, so they sit on their own table, and so then it cannot be mitzuruf. But otherwise, maybe yeah. But that's already a different issue with yeshivas. So l'maisa, in my case, I would not make a mezumin, even though we're eating lava malka together. But there was room at the table for the third boy, but he wanted to sit on the couch and be in his own world. And therefore, Taka, because it was a different table, so to speak, you would not make a mezumin. That would be the way I would handle it. Yeah. Whether you should be in your own world, that's a different issue. We'll discuss that at a drasha. That's a different discussion. Okay. Chavis Halvavus, Shar Avos Hashem. At the end of Perek Gimel, he's describing reaching the Madrega of Avos Hashem, and he says, like, the most important, it's a very, very fascinating idea. He says, V'achazak padvorma shateyozer behem ochi lasik darganal ozu, because he describes in Paragimel the hakdomos that have to precede reaching Avos Hashem. And again, Avos Hashem to us the way it's described and the way the Rambam describes an Hilchos Teshuva might sound like an unattainable goal, but the truth is, maybe it sounds unattainable if you walk, you know, you're walking around, it's a mitzvah tmidi, right? So it's constant. But if you, if for 15 seconds a day or 30 seconds a day, you can develop a degree of Avos Hashem, that would be wonderful. That's maybe how you have to take a lot of things in the Chavis Halvavis. You know, you can't do it a whole day, but you can do it a little, and you try, and maybe you increase it, and it's a lifetime of Avoda. So he says, he goes through, we learned the Kniya, and the Cheshbon HaNefesh, and the Yichud, and different things that bring you Lidei Avos Hashem. And then he says the most important thing, Hachazak B'dvarim, Asher Teozu B'hem Ochi L'Asik Dagrinal Azu, and then he says, Yira. So we explained, that's strange, that's weird. So the answer is, he means the Yira and Pachad you have when you're in the presence of greatness. Well, if you ever go to an Adam Gadol, and like, you know, you're scared to move, you're scared to you're going to breathe the wrong way, you're going to cough, you know, you're scared, that kind of scared. And that really, Chazalova says, engenders Ahava, because you want to be close to that person, and you want to bond with that person, and you want to be part of his world. And that's why he says that's the most Chazak B'dvarim, the thing that will catapult you into Avos Hashem, is the Yira and Pachat from Hashem. You know, because you, like I said, like in the presence of greatness, you want to, you're in awe of that person, and you want to, and you feel lucky to be able to connect to that to that person or to that object. In this case, to Hashem. V'hamora mipono, v'charado mitzivuyu v'zaroso. And the more you're attuned to His ratzon, whether it's mitzvah saseis or mitzvah lo saseis, and that'll be the stepping stone, the strongest stepping stone of all to ahava, as counterintuitive as it might seem. And then he goes through now in this last paragraph of Perek Gimel different machshavos to have besides the avoda of the first paragraph, where the two types of kniya and two types of yichud Hashem and two types of bechina. Here he just says, you know, he just quickly goes through different attitudes. So he says yira, this bonanos tomor and the realization shehut tzolfa al sotcha v'niglecha v'tochecha ubarcha, and he knows everything about you. So like he's close to you, he knows everything you're thinking and all your motivations and all your fears and your phobias and your, you know, he knows everything about you. So that's v'han hagoso oscha, and he's with you. He's always with you. V'nihulo v'hashkachoso alecha, and he's always with you. So you know, you always have you're never alone. You never walk alone. Hashem is always with you, and that. So you think about that, but you have to, you know, realize that it's true. V'diyoso mashenistar v'nigla be'ovar v'la'osid mima'asecha. He knows everything about you. Machshvo secha. And he wants you to succeed. And he's close to you. He wants you to succeed. We're bonam lamakom, and you have this great melech who's so powerful, and he knows everything about you, and he cares about you, and he wants you to succeed, and he's ma'odeid you. So certainly that, and then he has a bunch of other things which will continue tomorrow, b'li neder. And that will, if you do it sincerely, and really, that will engender, as I say, even be a stepping stone to Avos Hashem.